This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Right. Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for November 6th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. It was day 96 in the house, and we are battling some technical issues here, but we're live. We're okay. We'll make it work. And we're going to talk through what happened yesterday on the Big Brother 25 live feeds. Again, it was day 96 in the house. And Jag had to make a decision as the final four veto holder. We ultimately saw him make that decision on last night's episode. But, we're going to talk about how we got there. How did we get to that decision? And then, of course, we have some results from part one of the final three HOH. So that's what we've got to talk through here today. Let's get right into it. Of course, Bowie was the HOH. Jag was the final four veto holder. That meant that Jag had the sole vote to evict yesterday. He had been talking to Bowie about how tough of a decision it was for him. We talked about this yesterday. He was back and forth. He was talking about how his head was saying one thing, his heart was saying another thing. And he wanted to throw up. He wanted to self-evict. He couldn't figure out what to do. And he kept talking about the various ways that Matt had let him down in the past. And that meant that he should maybe, be justified in making the decision to take Matt out. And so he wakes up in the morning, day 96. He walks into, he's getting ready. He walks into the scary room. Bowie is there. And Bowie says, "I think I know which way you're leaning." He goes, "Which way?" And she says, "To get rid of him, And Jag says, "Yeah, I mean, I think he deserves to hear the reasoning about why I'm considering evicting him. So I want to tell him all the times he's chosen to look after himself and not me. So I have to look out for myself for the first time in this game." That's how the conversation goes here. Now, of course, I think a lot of people, myself included, really took this to mean like, here it is. Like, this is, he maybe, like Bowie says, has made this decision. And he now has to have the conversation with Matt about it. And that's the big sort of like, that could seriously change things because he's so on the edge anyway. But even in this conversation, he wasn't actually saying he's going to tell Matt he's evicting him. He was more saying that he was going to tell Matt that he's maybe a little bit shaky on it. I wanted to talk to Matt about the things that he's done. It's essentially what I said yesterday, I think, where it's like he's going to give Matt a little bit of hesitancy. And then if Matt responds in a way that is negative, that sort of opens up the door, the path for Jag to be able to kind of be like, well, see, you have done wrong. And of course, you know, giving us, if his competition streak wasn't enough, he's giving us some Jackson Mickey. I need to be selfish for the first time in my life. Which, you know. He then goes and talks to Felicia. And Felicia campaigns to him. She says, all I have is me in this game and my sense of truth. You know what you have. You know that you have to take each other out. You know you have to take Matt out of the game. She says, if I land in a final three and I have to make a decision, I will ride with you. And that's my truth. I know. And I've always felt a connection to you that was faith-based, Jag. And you know, that's what I want to like ride on. I don't think this is the best pitch to Jag in this moment because she's basing a lot of it on like truth and this is who I am. This is who you are. And a lot of that is what Jag is sort of going through. Like, who do I want to be? Who do I want people to perceive me to be? He says, I'm going to choose to believe that you're telling the truth about taking me to the final two. She says, well, do I think I can actually beat you? No, not really. But yeah, you know, I'll have a chance, like 60-40. Jag says, you know, he understands, you know, Bowie's never touched the block, has basically played a perfect game. He knows the map is going to beat him. You know, he knows this is a big decision to make. And he can't guarantee what he's going to do because he still hasn't decided. He tells Felicia, he still hasn't decided because he hasn't decided. At this point, even after talking to Bowie, he is still undecided. It's important to note this. He still has to talk to Matt before he makes his decision. So just, you know, I get it. I'm never gonna, you know, it's never gonna penetrate those that are into the conspiracy theories, but Jag is undecided at this point. And he wants to talk to Matt before he makes his decision. Matt talks to Bowie and he's talking to her about like how it sucks. You know, it sucks only relying on one person for your safety. Like, you know, when there's a bunch of people, it's a little different. It's weird. And, you know, he's really excited. He's nervous, but he's really excited about all three of them getting to 100 days. You know, that was their goal. That was what they were supposed to do to get to 100 days. And note the wording of that, the 100 days. And, you know, he never thought he would make it that far. And he's giving this, you know, this very sort of like, hey, you know, we're doing this right. Like, you're not going to gut me, right? Of course, the big thing here is that Jag is called to the diary room. He's in the diary room for a little over 40 minutes when the feeds go down for the lockdown. Just to be clear, he was not in the diary room for 3 hours. He was in the diary room for a fairly short amount of time for a diary room session. It's fairly common for people to be brought into the diary room, especially given that he is about to like have a conversation with Matt. You know, there's an episode that's about to air. They need diary room sessions from pre-eviction when he's considering all of this stuff. He was in the diary room for considerably more time the day before than he was in the diary room today. There's really very little reason to believe that this had anything to do with his decision, considering how on the fence he was in the first place. If they wanted him to make a certain decision, they would have convinced him in the like 3-hour diary room session he had the day before, the actual 3-hour one, not the 40-minute one that took place today. But hey, again, that's just my opinion. So then they have lockdown and like rehearsals and stuff. By the time the feeds come back, Jag has been having a conversation with Matt. And to me, it seems like probably a conversation that took place after Bowie and Felicia left the HOH lockdown. They were still up in the HOH. The feeds come back up in the midst of this conversation. And it's clearly a very affecting conversation because they're both crying. Like what could have changed Jag's mind? I don't know. A conversation where he ends up crying with Matt might have been the thing. I don't know. That's just my opinion. He's crying with Matt. He's wiping away a tear. And he's like, oh, we're both crying over here. Oh, my God. And Matt is saying, Jag, I'm taking you 110%. I have always been taking you. I'm absolutely taking you to the end. And Jag is saying, you know, we've been playing this game all the way together. Matt, you're getting to that 100. We're getting to 100 days together. You're 100% good. It's very clear to me that Matt did the same thing he did with Bowie to Jag, talking about how they're going to get to day 100 together. Jag then restates that to Matt after the fact and, you know, is in tears telling him he's going to make day 100. It's very clear. That is my opinion. That this very clearly was a conversation that shifted Jag pretty firmly into the position where he wanted to keep Matt because he was still undecided at that point. And, you know, let's be real. Him trying to have a conversation about Matt taking his two candies in that competition was never going to be enough of a reason to get rid of him. So in that moment, of course, it's been decided. Jag is not going to cut Matt. He very clearly, like as we talked about, like Matt did not respond in the negative way. He responded in a way that got Jag to flip over to keeping him. I feel like we have to see this conversation in the next episode. I expect that we will, but who knows? Jag tells Bowie right afterward, I've decided to keep Matt. And Bowie, who, you know, had never been like pushing for Matt to go, but also had been very willing to let Matt go. I think also had been convinced by her conversation with Matt, because the second Jag says he's decided to keep Matt, she's like, oh, thank God, that's the right decision. He says he feels like there's been a weight that's been lifted off of him. They both talk about feeling so much better, that this is definitely the right thing to do, that they should have done this from the start. And she's like, isn't it scary that we almost made the wrong decision? Again, it's pretty clear that they both been convinced, in this day, not that it took a lot, but to keep Matt around here. Matt, though, still, you know, a little bit nervous. He's going to be packing away some of his stuff, including some of the photos he has up on the wall. And Jag is like, what are you doing? He's like, you know, just packing the photos. He's like, you don't need to do that. Don't you want those up there? And he's like, and it's such an awkward moment. Because Matt's like, I mean, I'm going to want him with me, you know? And Jag is like, Matt, leave him up on the wall. Matt's like, okay, okay. And he puts it back. And that's like Jag being like, come on, you're good. I'm keeping you. So, that of course leads us into the HOH competition where Felicia, or sorry, the eviction episode where Felicia is evicted. And we saw all of that play out on the episode. And then of course, that leads us into the HOH competition. Part one of the final three HOH. Now, I'm not entirely sure what this was exactly, but I think it was probably something like the vine one. I think like it definitely involved your hands. And like hanging or holding at least, it could be very similar to the one that they did in Big Brother 20, where, they were like, feet on, two little, platforms and then hands on little handles. And then like being shifted around like this, it could have been like that. It could have been, you know, more, classic. Yeah. Like Pose and Ivy, like the, where they've got like the, you know, it's again like hands and feet kind of thing. I say that because they talked about Matt holding on with one hand and that being impressive. So the results of part one of the final three HOH is that Matt has won part one of the final three HOH. I believe beating out Jag, which, you know, whoops. So Jag and Bowie will now compete in part two of the final three HOH. And you know, we'll see what happens there. Jag talks to Bowie afterward and is like, well, we fumbled that one a little bit there. Might have fumbled that one. And Bowie's like, yeah, but it was still the right decision. It was still the right decision for us to do that. Because, you know, it would have been bad for us to do something else. People want the graphic as well, so I'll throw up the graphic here. Here's the new graphic. There we go. Part one winner, Matt. So Jag is like, ugh, maybe we made the wrong call. But Bowie's like, no, it was the right decision. And Jag's like, yeah, I mean, it would have been the coward's way out. So it was the right decision in the moment, you know, but now Bowie says, you know, there was no way we were going to beat him in that. He was unstoppable in that competition. He was holding on with a single hand. It's wild. Bowie's like, you know, I don't know if there's anything physical I can beat him in. That's my concern. Is that your concern, Bowie? Are you now concerned about how you can't beat somebody in physical competitions? I'm pretty sure I remember somebody at one point said, and you know, a very, very wise person, I think, said that, you know, well, if my grandpa can run some, like a marathon or something, then it has to be fair to have physical competitions, right? That's Somebody said that. I'm pretty sure. Maybe a Miranda? I don't know. They're like, oh, we're a bunch of losers. We're about to get no jury votes. Bowie asks Jag, well, what are the comps left? Hopefully no physical ones, right? He says, well, there's at least one luck comp left. because there's one in a booth where you're asked what the jury members said, and that's basically luck. So JAG is operating off of old comp strategy. He's not realizing that that's an actual quiz comp. He can't remember what part two is, but he knows there's at least one luck portion, one luck part left, which honestly makes this decision even worse. Because if he thinks part three is luck, then he's really just banged himself onto a 50-50. When in reality, he does have an edge over Matt in part three because it is an actual quiz. So, you know, we'll see. But that's basically it. Matt has won part one of the final three HOH. He will be competing basically for the win in part three. It's going to be a quiz competition for the win in part three against probably JAG, because it will be Matt. It will be JAG versus Bowie in part two. And part two is basically exactly JAG's wheelhouse. It's the kind of comp that JAG has consistently won over the course of the season. I mean, he just has to beat Bowie. Bowie is like no slouch in those kinds of competitions, but hasn't won a single one of them. So it doesn't seem super, super likely. Now, I do think that JAG has an edge over Matt in part three of the final three HOH, because JAG has studied a lot, and he tends to, when they're studying, when him and Matt are both studying, tends to have like the answers a little more down than Matt does. And he also gets to the answers quicker than Matt does. Matt usually has to think a little bit before he figures it out. That said, I have heard JAG get things wrong in the past while studying. And he has not won a straight quiz comp all season. Neither has Matt, but Matt at least, you know, I guess they both have made tiebreakers. You know, who knows at this point. Should JAG throw part two? No. I don't think Bowie's going to be any better than JAG in the quiz comp. I think Bowie is clearly a little bit better than JAG at like the look at a thing, answer a question about the thing. But I do think that JAG has the days down a bit better than Bowie. So we'll see. It would be very, very interesting. I think the most interesting result is if JAG somehow loses part two to Bowie, meaning it's Matt versus Bowie in part three, where if Bowie wins, she probably almost definitely takes JAG. But that's like this, that's the situation where she has the best chance of beating JAG. That's the most competitive. If Matt wins, then he also probably takes JAG, but also probably beats JAG. But that's also the most competitive that him versus JAG would be, because it's, you know, theoretically the wrong move to take JAG over Bowie. So I think a Matt versus Bowie part three would lead to the most competitive final two scenarios. Whereas Matt versus JAG final two or part three is more of like the competition matters more. It's like if Matt wins, he wins the game probably. If JAG wins, he wins the game probably. So depending on what you're interested in, you can, you know, root accordingly. But that's about where we've got at this point. JAG should be taking Bowie to the final two still. I mean, he was basically regretting the decision to keep Matt around in the first place. That's it. We'll see. That's what I've got for you. Any other questions? Could Matt take Bowie? He absolutely could. I think that it's totally possible he takes Bowie. I think it's more likely he takes JAG. I think he feels comfortable that he can beat JAG, so it's not worth cutting him. But, you know, a number of things could happen. Including, you know, Bowie, who has a ton of ammo against JAG if she needs to use it. You know, JAG is kind of between a rock and a hard place with Bowie, where if he does make part three and it's him versus Matt. But we could sell him down the river with Matt. And what is Jag going to do? Cut her and take Matt and lose? Like, you know? But let's be real. She's not going to do that. All right. Do we know when part two is? It will probably be depending on like the setup, it might be tonight or tomorrow, I would assume. Feeds will stay up all the way until finale. We'll have the round table tonight. And we'll rate the players one last time, as well as the season and all of that stuff. So stay tuned for that and fill out the survey if you would like to. I'll tweet it out after this podcast. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back with another live feed update. And then I'm aiming for tomorrow as well to drop the game recap. So how we've done this in the past is that I've done them as part of the live feed updates, but that's always been kind of silly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it. Basically, it's a season recap. I'm going to do a season recap from the live feed perspective. And we are going to, talk through the season as a whole while highlighting the final three and their contributions to the season as a whole, if that makes sense. So, and then I'll give like some summaries on each of the final three, and all of that at the end as well. So that's kind of the plan. That's what I would like to try and do here. We'll see how it works. I like experimenting with this kind of thing. So, that will hopefully drop tomorrow. Just depends on if I have the time to fill it out. I unfortunately couldn't really start doing it properly until I knew exactly who was going to be the final three, which we didn't know until later in the day yesterday. So, there was also a lot going on. And let me tell you, it took me hours just to get through the initial stages for my note-taking of week one. But luckily, once we get halfway through, it'll be way easier. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's what I have for you. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. Make sure you find me over on Twitch, on Twitter, Instagram, all those places. And I'll have some more content coming out for you very soon with all of this. So thanks again for hanging out here today. And I will see all of you next time.